Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together.
Praise the Lord on tonight. Yes, this is Thursday night, April the 6th, 2017. And yes, you are now in tune to Are You a Liability or an Asset? About Internet Radio Show. Always do. We always open up with prayer. But before we open up with prayer, I'm going to remind all listeners, if you would please get your Bibles and pens and paper out now and have them available and ready, so when the man of God comes forth to bring the word, you will be ready and prepared to follow along with him. So get your Bibles and pens and paper ready so you can follow along with the man of God on tonight. But right now, we're going to approach the throne of grace right now in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, we come once again to give your name praise, glory, and honor. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this another day that you have made. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for who and all that you are. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, before we go any further in this program on tonight, we come seeking, asking for forgiveness of our sins and our transgressions in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, I start with myself, that you will forgive me and then my family, and also Minister Rambus and his family. Forgive us all of our sins and transgressions so that our prayers may not be hindered, and that the word would not be hindered on tonight, but that it would accomplish everything that you have set forth to do in the earth over the airways on tonight, that you will be glorified through it in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we come now in the name of Jesus, lifting up all those that are sick and afflicted all over the land. Touch, heal, and deliver in Jesus' name as only you can. And then, Heavenly Father, we also come lifting up all those that are bereaved, those that have lost loved ones on tonight or on yesterday. Whenever, Heavenly Father, we know that you are in control, and we know that earth still has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. So we pray, Lord, that you would comfort and strengthen those that are bereaved in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we even pray for those that was under attack in Russia regarding the weapon, nuclear weapons, chemical weapons that was put out over the people, over in the children, over in Israel, in Russia the other day. Heavenly Father, we ask that you would just move by your Spirit all over the land, because we know that we are truly living in the last days, because we truly see the handwriting on the wall, and your word told us that these things would come before Jesus returned. So, Heavenly Father, we just ask that you would move by your Spirit in the earth, Heavenly Father. Have your way. And, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, right now, I lift up my brother, Geronimus. On the line or that's connected over the internet that's not saved in Jesus' name, we pray, Lord, that a word will go forth or a song will be played, that someone who's still spiritually blind, ask the Lord Jesus Christ and ask him to come into their hearts, whereby they can be saved in Jesus' name on tonight, that you'll be glorified through it. It's our prayer in Jesus' name. We pray, Lord, that we would decrease so that you may increase in us on tonight, that you'll be glorified through it all. But I'm paraphrasing and I'm changing it for tonight. Spiritual food for thought says only what we do for Jesus Christ will last is still true today. And that is a fact. Tonight's spiritual food for thought for all of us is only what we do for Jesus Christ will last is still true today. So I'm asking all listeners, if you'll please go to blogtalkradio.com, servants ambassadors, I'm sorry, go to blogtalkradio.com/servants ambassadors vessels. And I do welcome all comments and feedback from my listeners. You can email me at all lowercase james_brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. Before I bring forth my guest on tonight, Minister Sharon Rambis, he is a member of Shield of Faith Church, where I am also a member, and Bishop James A. Jennings is our shepherd and pastor. Shield of Faith Church, we're located in Dyke. You're more than welcome to come and praise the Lord with us each Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Our service times at 10 a.m. We also welcome you to come and attend our Sunday School Hour of Power every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. also at the Shield of Faith Church, where we grow in the Word through studying the Word every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. at the Shield of Faith Church. Well, tonight I have two announcements that I'd like to make. I am so happy and excited and proud to announce that the Lord has blessed and anointed my younger sister, Danetta Barney, to write another gospel play. And some of the cast members in this gospel play is none other than Evangelist Peggy James, Pastor Ron Todd, Mr. Gerard Brooks, Pastor Rick Buck. These are some of the cast members that are part of my younger sister, Danetta Barney's play. The title of the play is Opposite Ends of the Bridge, and this is a gospel stage play. It will be taking place on Saturday, May 13th, on Sunday, Mother's Day, Sunday, May 14th, at the Paul Robinson Northwest Activity Center Theater. That's what the place. If you have ticket information or if you, you can go to, for those of you on the east side of Detroit, you can go to Globe, which is located on God's World, is located on 7th Road in Detroit. To purchase your tickets. For more information, you can call 313 area code 231-4302. I'm so excited for her and what the Lord is doing in her life. And this play, the Lord is going to bring, and he's going to mend and bring families and ministries and marriages and communities and even nations and countries back together through this play. You do not want to miss this. You want to bring your grandmothers, your mothers, your nieces and nephews, uncles, whoever, your friends, co-workers, church members, bring them to this play. You will be blessed by attending this play, again, titled Opposite Ends of the Bridge, a Gospel Stage Play presented by my youngest sister, Danetta Burney. Again, it will be taking place Saturday, May 13th, and Sunday, Mother's Day, May 14th, at the Northwest Activity Center Theater in Detroit, Michigan. Also, I am so excited to announce that the Lord has blessed me again regarding my books, and he has anointed me and blessed me to write part two of Are You a Liability is now available, and part two is titled Are You Scattering God's Flock? That is two of Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God, and it's titled Are You Scattering God's Flock? It is now available at Amazon.com. So I thank God for what he is doing in my life. I don't take it lightly or for granted. I thank God for this worldwide platform, this radio broadcast. I thank God for it and that he's had blessed me and anointed me enough to know that it's not about me, but it's about Jesus Christ, and that I'm able to share it with other men and women of the gospel who share the good news of Jesus Christ, such as Minister Saran Rabbis, who is getting ready to come forth on tonight and bring the word. So, again, I pray that you have your Bibles and pens available and some paper so you can take notes and follow along with him as he brings forth the word on tonight. But before he brings the word on tonight, I'm going to ask Minister Rambis if he would please do as we always do, share with us a short testimony first, Minister Rambis, and then after your testimony, I'm going to do a music break, and then following that music break, I'm going to come back to you and yield the mic to you so that you can deliver God's word on tonight. But for the listeners, should there be anyone that may be listening, or if we have time at the end or conclusion of his message on tonight, should we have time, we will open up the phone lines for callers to call in and have feedback or comments to Minister Rambis on tonight at the conclusion of his message on tonight. This is the number you will need to dial. It's area code 657-383-1364. Once again, for those of you that would like to call in and share comments and feedback with Minister Rambis at the conclusion of his message on tonight, if we have time, this is the number you would need to dial, area code 657-383-1364. Before Minister Saran Rabbis come forth with his testimony, I'd like to give a shout-out to my and Minister Rambis, Bishop and Shepherd, again, Pastor Bishop James A. Jennings, and also a shout-out to our Children of Faith Church family. We love you, and God bless you, and keep doing the great work of the Lord. Continue to stay on the wall, for we know that God is glorified through what we're doing in the earth for his glory. And we just thank God for Bishop James A. Jennings, who just celebrated his 27th pastoral anniversary. We know that the best is still yet to come for him, his family, and the Children of Faith Church family. So right now, Minister Rambis, at this time, could you please share with the worldwide listeners another short testimony, please?
Hey, how you doing, Brother James?
Praise the Lord. God bless you on tonight. I'm blessed.
Yeah, God bless you. I just thank God for, giving me another day. Just thank God for being so good and merciful and kind and forgiving. Thank God for his healing power. Just got word tonight that my aunt that has been in the hospital for several months is on her way home. And so thank God for his healing power and his healing grace. And also want to just ask for prayer, for this area. We had a good Samaritan that tragically lost her life doing something good. And we want to ask that the prayer warriors will pray for the family of Dr. Cynthia Ray. She was a physician at Henry Ford Hospital. We just want to say keep her family lifted up in prayer. And so it's just, just amazing. And it's just so crazy to think that you could be doing something good and something bad happen. But even in the midst of all of that, God is still good. We know he's in control. I just thank God for being so loving and so kind. And so I ask that, just continue to pray. It's the time to pray. We see all these attacks and over in Russia and things of that nature. And so You know, I think what it is just calling us to pray. I think that the church and the people of God might have, you know, been a little slack in that area. And so now more than ever is a time in which God's people need to not only stand up for injustice and for righteousness' sake, but also to kneel down in submission to God and ask him that his will be done here on earth. So I'm just glad that we serve a God that who cares and who knows all about us. And so I thank God for that, Brother James.
Amen. Praise the Lord on tonight. Yes, what a testimony that is. And I also like to add and to what you said, more or less piggyback off of what you said regarding the family of Dr. Cynthia Raines. Yes, sometimes we can be doing good and then things happen to good people. But God, like you said, God, he knows all about it. And so we must and we will continue to keep her family lifted up in prayer, not only her, but the young man that was also assisting in that incident. And he is also in the hospital. I think they had to remove one of his legs. But we know that God is still in control. So we just pray that the Lord will comfort and strengthen her family and strengthen that young man's family, strengthen their faith to know that God, with God, all things are still possible and that God still have good use for their son that God still spared his life and he's still with us in the land of the living. So we want to continue to lift up both of those families in our prayers that God would be glorified. So right now we're going to go forth and we're going to go into our music break. And following this music break, we're going to come back and we're going to yield the mic to Minister Rambis so he can share the word of God with us on tonight. Praise the Lord on tonight. Yes, this is Thursday night, April the 6th, 2017. And yes, you are in tune to Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show. And once again, I am your host, Brother James Brown Jr., Executive Director and host for tonight's show. And we are coming to you live from Detroit, Michigan. And right now, I am so excited to bring forth Minister Sharon Rambis. He is a member of Shield of Faith Church, where I am also a member, and Bishop James A. Jennings is our pastor and shepherd. Minister Rambis is going to bring the word to us on tonight. So I pray that you have your Bibles and pens and paper ready so you can follow along with him as he brings the word of God to us on tonight. Minister Rambis, I am turning the mic over to you to deliver God's word.
All right, God bless you, Brother James. For tonight, our text will come from a familiar passage. It's Luke, the 15th chapter, verses 11 through 32. Once again, that's Luke 15, 11 through 32. So while you're finding that, I just want to give a shout out to my pastor. I thank God for your spiritual covering. Just want to say I love you, and just know that your work for the Lord is not in vain. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. Lord, you are my strength and my redeemer. Lord, let this word change lives, change hearts, and change perspectives, Lord, so that we might be better use for your service in your kingdom. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. As we start from the 11th verse, and it reads, "And he said, a certain man had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. And he divided unto them his living. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country, and there wasted his substance with riotous living. And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in the land, and he began to be in want. And he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into the fields to feed swine. And he would fain have filled his belly with the husks that the swine did eat, and no man gave unto him. And when he came to himself, he said, how many hired servants of my father's have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger. I will arise and go to my father, and will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and for thee, and am more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants. And he arose and came to his father. But when he was yet a great way off, father saw him and had compassion, and fell on his neck and kissed him. And the son said unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. But the father said to his servants, bring forth the robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet, and bring hither the fattest calf and kill it, and let us eat and be merry. For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. And they began to be merry. Now his elder son was in the field, and he came and drew nigh to the house. He heard music and dancing, and he called one of the servants and asked what these things meant. And he said unto him, thy brother is come, and thy father had killed the fattest calf, because he hath received him safe and sound. And he was angry, and he would not go in. Therefore came his father out and entreated him. And said to his father, many years do I serve thee, neither transgressed I time that, yet never gives me a kid that I might make merry with my friends. Soon as thy son was come, which I have devout living with a harlot, thou hast killed for him the fatted calf. And he said unto him, son, thou hast, it was meet that we should make merry and be glad, for this thy brother was dead and is alive again, and was lost and is found. And the word of God is blessed. And so But for our edification and for our discussion tonight, I would like to title this text, A Love Misunderstood. And so, what happens when a love is misunderstood? And so we see it here. Taught his disciples. We find that the basis of it is based not on the prodigal son or what we call the prodigal son, because from the reading we find out that it's two sons. But I'd like to submit to you this evening that it's based in the father's love. And so a parable is a heavenly story with earthly application. And so the two sons represent two types of people, and the father represents God. And so we have the first son that's the rebellious son. And so he just interprets the father's love in one way. And the second son, we have what we would call a person who considers themselves faithful, a person who considers themselves righteous, but yet still somehow misinterprets the father's love. And so we see it in our life, in our relationships with our brothers and sisters, our husbands and wives, our children, our church members. We see and we have all experienced what happens when a love of relationship is understood. And it's destruction and separation. In our text, we find that too. Whereas the first son had a misunderstanding or misunderstood the father's love. And so it caused certain things to happen. And as I point them out, I'm pretty sure I'm going to get something. Was preparing this word. But love is misunderstood. The first thing I like to point out is that it will cause you actions. And it's right here in our text in verse 12. It says that the son went to his father, asked for his inheritance, asked for his portion. And he lost his inheritance. He knew he had some things promised to him. But like a lot of us, we can't wait. Waiting is the hardest thing for some of us to do. He become wasteful. He became disrespectful because how can you ask someone for an inheritance and they still living? And so that right off the back is disrespectful because, you know, it could be interpreted as, I wish she was dead, because an inheritance is not passed on until a person dies. And so therefore, there's no backdrop of what happened, but it might have been some stuff at home going on. And so, you know, he might have lost patience and said, hey, give me what I got coming to me so I can get up out of here. And so it is with God, sometimes we pray and we ask God for some things, and God has promised we got an inheritance. God has promised us some things, but yet and still, instead of waiting on God's time, we try to speed things up, and we want things in our time. And so we live in this microwave society where we want it, and we want it now. And so in God being the kind of God that he is, he gives us freedom. He gives us freedom, and so he allowed him. He said, okay, all right, you asked, and so he gave it to him. And so that patience, like I said, brought wastefulness, and so he found himself in a situation that he was unfamiliar with. Now he took the resources that his father gave him, and now he's gone. And so what happens is when sometimes when you misunderstand love, love will leave you all by yourself. You find yourself in a place all by yourself, and this is where he found himself, all by himself. He wasted it. He wasted it. And it's funny that some of the same people who you spent your resources on, once they're gone, they are gone. You know, and so that's one of the things that we suffer when a love is misunderstood. The second thing I like to point out is when a love is misunderstood, it will cause you to go to some undesirable places, and it will cause you to do some undesirable things. We see it in the text here where he's a Jewish. And so now, because of the plight he finds himself in, he's out feeding pigs. And so we know that for a Jewish custom, that's a no-no. But sometimes when you misunderstand love, you find yourself going some places that you know you shouldn't be in. You find yourself doing some things that you just, come on, we all been there. You know, we all been places, at the club, you know, at the cabarets. We've been all places that we shouldn't have been. And we all have done some things. I'm not going down that list, because I don't want you to think I'm talking about you, but I'm not going down that list. But we all have done some things. The word said we all fallen short of the glory of God. And so, and all of that is because somewhere down the line, we all have misunderstood the Father's love. And we begin to seek love in all the wrong places. And so my third point is, it will cause you a misunderstood love, will cause you to miscalculate the value of love and your value. Because here we find that this son, it says he when he came to himself. Now, this is a good thing because he said, hey, I'm going back home to my father. I know how good I had it at my father's house, and I know how good even the workers had it. So it's good to know that there's a father house to go to. It's good to know that you experienced it. So even in misunderstanding love, it will cause you to miscalculate the value because, you know, that love is, the Father's love is unchanging. And so he didn't know that. We didn't know that. We bargained. We said, hey, Lord, if you just get me out of this one more thing, I won't do it again. But while we was asking, God had already worked it out. And it's just like with this son, he said, hey, Father, I done sinned against you. Hey, just let me come back and be a servant. But the father said, no, I got the best for you. Gave him a robe, gave him a ring, gave him sandals. And so, and that's how it is with God. God is just waiting there for us with open arms. We try to put God as this boogeyman that's gonna get us, but he's waiting there with open arms, waiting on us to return to our first love, to return to him. And so we kind of miscalculate the value of love. And then fourthly, it would cause you to miss the celebration of love. Here we see that the brother refuses to go in into the celebration. And so, you know, kind of wrestle with this and looking at different perspectives. I talked to a couple of people, you know, maybe he wasn't. He was there all the time, and maybe the father didn't say, I love you to him. Maybe the father didn't say thank you enough. But as I pondered on this, the key word that jumped out said he got angry. And so, and that's what happens a lot of times, we misunderstand love because we get all up in our feelings. You know, maybe he thought that the brother shouldn't have came back. Maybe he thought that the father should have held a grudge because he left. I'm not sure why he got angry. And so we get angry. You know, yeah, we get angry at God because we look at people who we think don't deserve God's love. And yet he showers them with his love. And sometimes we, hey, like I said, we get in our feelings and say, hey, God, you know, I don't cuss. They cuss like a sailor. But yet you still love them. You're still blessing them. You're still giving to them. I don't drink. I don't smoke. And so we rationalize justification of our feelings. We try to justify our way of feeling that, yeah, we got the right to feel this way. But I like to submit that it was a misunderstanding of the Father's love. Because the Father's love is unchanging. The Father's love, I'm talking about God, the Father. The Father's love is forgiving. The Father's love is covering. And so, just like these two sons, we are the children of God. And so we too have misunderstood the Father's love. But I thank God for his love. Because I thank God that he loved me while I was yet a sinner. He sent his son. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. So in the midst of my sins, in the midst of me rejecting him, he still gave. His love was still giving. And so I thank God for the love because I know that it was his love that is keeping me today. I know it was his love that woke me up this morning. I know it was his love that protected me as I travel here and there. And so I know you, too, have experienced God's love. And so God's love is an atoning love. God's love is a giving love. God's love is a calling love. 1 Peter 2 and 9 says, you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of the darkness and into the marvelous light. I thank God that his love is still calling us out of darkness. His love is a redeeming love. Romans 8, 3 and 4 said, God has done what the law, weakened by the flesh, could not do by sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin. He condemned sin in the flesh in order that righteousness requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not according to the flesh, but according to the spirit. God redeeming love frees us from the guilt and fear. And then God loves us with a justifying love. Romans 3, 23 through 25 says, all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God and are justified by his grace as a gift through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God put forward as appropriation by his blood to be received by faith. God's justifying love allows us to stand and be acceptable before him. God's love is a sanctifying love. Hebrews 10 and 10, we have been sanctified through the offering of the body of Christ once and for all. God's love sanctifies and sets us apart for his special plan. And I don't know about you, but I thank God for his love today. I thank God that his love covers a multitude of sin. I thank God that it's his love that gives me strength when I think I can't make it. It's his love that gives me peace when my mind is confused. I'm talking about the love of God. I thank God that his love is amazing. His love is beautiful. His love is compassionate. His love is delightful. His love is enlightening. His love is fantastic. His love is genuine. His love is holy. His love is intelligent. His love is jealous. His love is kind. His love is loving. His love is majestic. His love is noble. His love is omnipotent. It's perfect. It's quintessential. His love is righteous. His love is sovereign. His love is talented. His love is unique. His love is vicarious. His love is wonderful. His love is extra. His love is yearning. His love is zaning. So I thank God for his love. From A to Z, I thank God for his love. And so today, I would like to offer that love to you because of that love, Jesus hung on a cross. He suffered, bled, and died because he loved me. Falling in love with Jesus is the best thing that I ever done. And so right now, I would like to give you opportunity. If you have not experienced God's love, if you had not recognized, if you have all your life been misunderstanding the love of the Father, because he loves you, whether you know it or not, he loves you. He cares for you. So right now, I ask that you would accept him as your personal Lord and Savior. Because he loves you. May we pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you for the word that went forth, Lord. We ask that it would touch hearts and change lives. We ask that you continue to bless your people because we love you, Lord. And we thank God for your love, your undying love, your unchanging love, your unforgiving love, your protecting love. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for loving us, even when we don't love ourselves. And now we ask that you continue to bless us and keep us.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord on tonight, Minister Rambis. I thank God for you. Thank God for that word on tonight. And for such a time as this, and for such a time that we're living in these last and evil days, people of God, even sinners, need to know. We need to know that sometimes that the enemy, Satan, will try to trick us and make us think that God do not love us, and that way we misunderstand God's love. But God loves us in spite of he do not love our sins, but he love us as people, as his children. So I thank God that sometimes we can take God's love for granted or misunderstand his love, but God changes not. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore, and he have no respect of persons. So I thank God for that word on tonight. And just like the prodigal son, as you were delivering the word on tonight, Minister Rambis, just like the prodigal son, he came to himself. God is still calling people today who have gone astray, who have scattered his flock. He's still calling people today to come back to themselves so they can come back to their first love, which is God, Jesus Christ. So we thank God for the word on tonight, Minister Rambis. We thank God for you for letting us and reminding us that, no, God, some people go around and they use the phrase, I'm waiting on God. No, God is waiting on you. God is waiting on you to confess your sins, to open up and ask him to reveal to you what your God purpose is so that you can know your God purpose and walk in it and live in your God purpose, because he do not want his love to be misunderstood. And like you said in the word on tonight, God is such an awesome God. He loves us in spite of ourselves. Even when we go to him and we tell him, Lord, if you get me out of this situation or get me out of that, I won't do it again. And before you know it, or before we know it, me included, I'm guilty too. I've done it myself. I can use myself as an example. And I've been in a situation where I said, Lord, if you get me out of this, I won't do it again. I won't go there no more. And before I knew it, I'm back in that same place or doing the same thing all over again. But because of God's grace and mercy, thank God for his love that is not misunderstood. When we get in the word and let the word get in us, then God will reveal himself to us and let us know that his love is not to be misunderstood. So we thank God for you, Minister Rambis, on tonight. Thank God for that powerful, needed word on tonight. And I pray that someone that was listening on tonight, if you do not have a relationship with our personal Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, our soon coming King, you need to open up your mouth. You need to confess Lord Jesus Christ and ask him to come into your heart. And believe in your heart that Jesus Christ is God's only Son and that he died for you. He died for me. And he paid our sin debt with his own blood. And that he rose on the third day with all power in his hands, with victory in his hands. The victory over hell, death, and the grave is in his hands. And he rose and he's now sitting at the right hand of God, making intercession for the saints of God, even on tonight. So we thank God for the word on tonight. For those of you that are not saved, I pray that the Lord has moved by his Spirit to touch your hearts, that you will be able to confess the Lord Jesus Christ on tonight, and that those that have gone astray and have backslidden, that you will come back to the Lord and fulfill your purpose, and also for those that are being doers of God's word on tonight, that you will continue to be assets to the kingdom of God, continue to stand on the wall and know that God's love is not misunderstood, even though that we are misunderstood by people at times, but God's love is never to be misunderstood because God truly loves us in spite of ourselves. So we thank God for the word on tonight, and knowing God is such an awesome God, he is worthy to be praised. There is none like him in all the earth. So we thank you, Minister Rambis, for that powerful word on tonight. And it's my prayer that the Lord will continue to bless you and strengthen you and anoint you and bless the works of your hands, because you are truly being a doer of God's word and not just a hearer only. So right at this time, while we have you on the line, Minister Rambis, if you could stay on the line for a moment, I am going to open up the phone lines, In case if there's anyone that's on the line with, that would like to give comments or feedback to Minister Rembus, you can do so at this time. Or if you have not dialed the number yet, the number you need to dial is area code 657-383-1364. So the lines are open now. Should there be anyone on the line that would like to have comments or feedback with Minister Rembus, feel free to do so at this time. The lines are open. Praise the Lord on tonight. God is good. And so we know that the word definitely went forth through the man of God on tonight. Minister Rembus, I thank God for you, such a faithful, dedicated man of God to the bishop and to the body of Christ. I thank God, and to your family, and I'm sure your job and your community, your neighborhood, because we as Christians, we need to learn how to be examples of Jesus Christ so that somebody who is still spiritually blind or someone who's weak in the faith or who has doubt or fear about God, they can see Jesus Christ in us. And sometimes we don't need to even open our mouth. If we are living in such a way as a lifestyle, not just on Sunday or Wednesday or Tuesday when you go to Bible class, but every day, it should be a lifestyle that somebody should be able to see Jesus Christ in us, whether we are carrying a Bible or wearing a cross around our neck. Somebody should be able to see Jesus Christ in us everywhere we go. Even other saints should be able to recognize their brothers and sisters in Christ. When we are being doers of God's word and we are walking in the body of Christ and we are a part of the corporate body of Jesus Christ, somebody should be able to see Jesus Christ in us. So I thank God for the word on tonight. The lines are still open for anyone that would like to have feedback or comments to Minister Rembus on tonight regarding this message on tonight. A Misunderstood Love was the message title on tonight. And it came from the book of Luke, chapter 15, verses 11 through 32. For those of you that may be just tuning in and did not hear the message, that's his message title. And the scripture, you can always go back to the word and read it and let the Lord minister to you through the word on tonight. A Misunderstood Love. So we thank God for the Father's love who went looking for that son. He never gave up on his son, just like God never gives up on us. Even though sometimes we give up on ourselves or feel sorry for ourselves, we thank God on tonight that he never gives up on us. So thank God for this father who demonstrated his love for his son. Even though the son had messed up, the son had enough. Father was waiting on him, and he turned. That's how God does us. And we confess our sins, God intercedes for what happened, and then we can continue to walk in our purpose, fill our purpose, our God purpose in the earth for his glory. So I thank God for the word on tonight. Thank God that he fails not, he cannot change, and he cannot lie. I thank God for who he is, for the word, for the Holy Spirit, for his grace and his mercy, for his son, Jesus Christ, our risen Savior and Lord and soon coming King. We thank God for the word on tonight. Minister Rembus, well, we did not get any comments or feedback on tonight, but we know that the word went forth, so that's what's important. The word went forth, God was glorified, and the enemy, the devil, Satan, was horrified on tonight as the word was delivered through you on tonight. So we thank God for you, Minister Rembus. Continue to be a doer of God's word. Continue to allow the Lord to use you, because the best for you is still yet to come. I thank God for you, Minister Rembus, on tonight. Well, listeners, on tonight, I want you all to know that I love you. Know that God loves you even more. Again, he do not love our sins. He loves us in spite of ourselves. So, yes, he's waiting on you. If you have walked away from God for whatever reason, if you scattered the flock, whether by church hurt or whatever the reason may have been, you have turned away from God. Now is the time, for such a time as this, because we don't know the day nor the hour when the Son of Man shall appear, but he is coming back again, and you want to make sure that you're ready when he comes. When he calls your name, you want to be ready. So when he calls your name and he says, well done, you want to know that you are going to spend eternity in heaven in glory with our Heavenly Father, our Creator. That's his purpose for us. That's why he gave us life. And that was his heart's desire from the beginning, is that when we were supposed to die, but because of sin, that's what caused man to have to die. It's been said in the word of God, it's been appointed man wants to die. After that, the judgment. So, but because of the second Adam, Jesus Christ, who's our reparation of he paid our sin debt. That's what I'm trying to say. Because of what he did, his great love for us and his great love for the Father, he paid our sin debt with his own blood. And now we who confess our sins and accept Jesus Christ as our personal Lord and Savior, we know that when we do leave this earthly body, we have a heaven, a new home in glory that's prepared by Jesus Christ, our risen Savior, just for us with our name on it. So I thank God for the word on tonight. Well, as we're going to close out on tonight, know that, again, I love you. God loves you even more. On this coming Saturday, my guest will be none other than Deacon Marvin Cox. He comes to us every second Saturday of each month. And remember that Minister Sharon Rambis from Shadow Faith Church, he comes to us every first Thursday of the month. So pass the word on to your family, friends, and coworkers, and church members and neighbors, and let them know that we're on the air each Thursday and each Saturday from 8 to 9 p.m. with different men and women of the gospel spreading the good news of Jesus Christ from different parts of the United States that is bringing forth the word over this airways, over this worldwide platform. So I thank God for it, and I thank God for you on tonight. As we get ready to go, close out for tonight, we're going to close out in prayer as we always do. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, we come once again to say thank you for this another day that you have made. Heavenly Father, we thank you for who you are. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for your grace, for your mercy. Thank you for your grace that is sufficient, even in our time of need. Heavenly Father, we thank you that your grace is so sufficient that when we think that we're going through something that no one else is going through, and we feel that we're the only one that's going through it, and you don't understand and you don't see our pain, our hurt, we know that your grace is sufficient to see us through. So we thank you, God, for who you are again. We thank you that Jesus Christ, your only begotten beloved Son, that he loved us so much and he loved you so much that he came down from glory in the form of a baby, in the form of flesh. He came down to pay our sin debt with his own blood, which he did. And he's now a risen Savior, sitting at your right hand, making intercessions for the saints of God, even on tonight. So we thank you for your word on tonight that was brought to us through Minister Rambis on tonight. And we pray, Lord, that through your word on tonight that was ministered to your people, that souls will be saved on tonight, backsliders will come back to the fold, and that the body of Christ will be helped build up, strengthened, and edified on tonight. It's our prayer in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we come lifting up the family of the doctor that was killed, Heavenly Father, trying to do good on the highway, Heavenly Father, Dr. Cynthia Rhines, and also the young man that was assisting her, that was trying to help others that was injured, and also the young man that even caused the accident. Heavenly Father, we want to lift him up in prayer to you also, Heavenly Father. All those that was involved in this incident, Heavenly Father, this accident, we pray, Lord, that you will move by your spirit, console the families that have lost loved ones, strengthen those that are sick and afflicted and that have been injured in this because of this accident, Heavenly Father. Move by your spirit, Heavenly Father, in Russia, and not only just Russia, but all over the land. Move by your spirit, Heavenly Father. Touch, heal, and deliver as only you can, in Jesus' name, is our prayer. So, Heavenly Father, we also want to lift up our pastors, our bishops, our shepherds, and all those that are being doers of your word all over the land. You know who we are and where we are. So we pray, Lord, that you will continue to bless us and strengthen us and anoint us, that we will continue to stay on the wall and be doers of your word and not scatterers of your flock, and not become liabilities, but always be assets to the kingdom of God, that you will be glorified through us individually and then as a corporate body. For your glory is our prayer in Jesus' name. And all the people of God said, amen. Well, on tonight, know that God is good and he is worthy to be praised. Until the next time, know that God is good and he is worthy to be praised. Good night.
Precious Lamb.
Precious Lamb.
So much I owe. To you, O Lord. You sacrificed your life for me. Give you praise. I give you praise.